Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday morning call. I always call it we kick off the week call. And Karen probably has another name for it. But thank you, everyone. We love to gather together at the beginning of the week. And wrapping up March.
Yeah.
First quarter.
Wow. End of the first quarter. How did that go by so fast? It's been fun.
Yeah.
I see Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Sorry, it's a busy morning already.
I know. Yeah, we got it. Wow. Yeah, lots of things laid out today. Or today. It's going to be a Zoom day. That's good, though.
Absolutely.
No getting bored around here, huh?
There's no idleness.
No, let's see. The Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
That's right.
Okay.
We're not going to get rusty or moldy.
We better rock here. Pam and Patricia and Carla were all at that event from there on. Now, morning, guys. Okay, we will.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, well, this is our weekly leadership call, and so we'll go through, and you guys can share your wins from last week, but especially maybe be thinking about sharing some. Orlando's getting closer and closer. Maybe share, how your goals for Orlando and how you're inviting people. Second quarter is coming up here in just a few days, and so on Saturday. I know a lot of you weren't able to be on the Saturday call because of the active wellness tours and all kinds of events, which is wonderful. But we did talk about on Saturday, we talked about, going through and setting your goals for the second quarter, having a big goal like maybe breaking a silver or two silvers or doing X amount of entrepreneur clubs or something, a big goal, but then that turns into how do I achieve that? How do I break that into the action steps? So the daily mode of operation, the lead generation, adding people to our database, to our list, and then inviting those people, and then following up and having presentations and enrolling customers and enrolling new consultants and helping them get started. All those things, kind of spring out of what do we need to do to make sure that we reach the big quarter goal that we set for ourselves. And I know everybody that has the goal of being Team Kaizen, all of us, including us, need to develop more silvers, and we don't want to wait till the very last, till December or something. So it's really time to think about that. And I sent out some, like a template, some of the ideas that I was thinking through how to set your goal and develop your action plans. And you can use the template I sent out, or you can, you are the CEO of your own business. And however it works for you to look at your big goal and then break it into your daily, weekly, and monthly schedule, your rhythm of your business, your daily mode of operations, and how to keep that, how to keep that in front of you so you don't lose focus. So those little inch by inch, it's a cinch, things get done. And so if you've got thoughts that you'd like to add about that, so that's what we're going to do, wins from this past week, and then thoughts about Orlando and thoughts about planning here for the second quarter. So back to you, Zach.
So let's see, Nancy, we'll start with you, Nancy Clegg.
Well, good morning, everybody. I just fell out of bed, so I sound a little sleepy. This past week, I really got a lot of stuff done that isn't pertaining to Niken to free me up to really hit it this morning. I do have 15 people. I listened to the recording, the YouTube of Brody Craney, and I have a list of 15 people who came to mind who need to watch that KVB YouTube. So I'll be contacting them and asking them if they would be interested in watching it or if they know anyone who would like to see it in so many words. Also, let's see, I'm looking at the list here. Okay, so that's the invites I'll be making. There's going to be about 15 of them. And then I have scheduled my energy night. It's going to be on the 13th of this month. I need to, I will be designing the flyer for that and getting it out to all the different leads groups I'm in and everyone else. let's see. And I will, this next Saturday, I will be driving down to Austin to be at Rick Murphy's event. Let's see. I think that's it.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, I love your energy night. And then another thing I just came to mind is that Nikem's going to be launching April 4th. We're going to be having that healthy weight loss. I don't have it in front of me.
Weight management.
Yeah, weight management, exactly what they're calling that. But we're going to have the five products. And you can register for a lunch host if you'd like. Or you could do something if you don't actually want to register as a launch host. You could still do something in conjunction with that, have, you know, have one or two or more events at your home or local events, because, you know, it is the time of year when people start thinking about shaping up for summer. Those bathing suits and beach days are coming, and you know, the KVB and all the things that Nikan has, our water and everything is really great. The package that Nikan is going to be promoting is the KVB. Let's see, I think it, the lunch package, it has a chocolate and a vanilla, and it has the paleo bars, and it has the 10-4, and it has digestion, and it has a new product, which, again, I
cleanser.
A detox cleanse. So that's probably, they'll probably be talking about that probably on the kickoff call. On that'll probably be Monday, seeing as how
I am registered as a launch host, and so yes, I did not mention that, but that is why I'm initiating the contact about the KVB. I will be putting many words in there about the launch of this wonderful program.
Yeah, I think that's going to be great for all of us to leverage. You know, it's the perfect time of year to do that. And we've got, of course, great products to do that. And that YouTube with Brody about the KVB is absolutely phenomenal. And so you guys, if you know, just you can just Google YouTube and Brody Craney and find it. But it's excellent. And let's just let's put that in our action plan, is to focus on finding people that will watch that. I know Lois Wilburn has had a lot of success just inviting people to her home one-on-one to watch that video and give them a sample of the KVB, and she's had tremendous success with them, signing up, getting on autoship, and getting the KVB. So, you know, that's a great focus for us for April. Thanks, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Gloria Snyder, you are next.
Well, good morning. A lot of energy last week was devoted towards a golf tournament fundraiser that I've been a part of for many, many years to raise scholarship money for seniors at two local high schools. And so what I did, not only did I sponsor so that my business sign was on display as a sponsor of the tournament, but also I put in into all the golfers' goodie bags a CM sample with my business card. So that's always a nice way to let somebody know about Nikan. It's one sample that we still have that is instantly gratifying for the user, and I love using that. And a big part of what's happening in my immediate area is a conversation about entrepreneurship. It's not unusual to have in the nightly news about the 2 or 3 hour commute that people are doing from the northern part of my county down into the city to work. And so they are spending a great deal of their life away from family and in these 8 lanes of traffic. So there's a real push to create more conscious effort about entrepreneurs and working from home, and I'm getting more and more involved with the leaders of that conversation. Thank you, Nancy, for the reminder to listen to the YouTube video. I will be doing that. Two local leaders are planning launches of the KVB PACs in April, and later today I spoke to the woman briefly on Friday, but because of the tournament I couldn't finish the conversation, but I'm going to place an ad in the WAN ad classifieds of a local weekly paper for business partners. I pulled out the approved ads from NECAN, and I'm going to get interviews going, so possibly inviting people to Orlando that way, and also to hear Dave when he speaks here in May.
Yay.
Oh, that's right. Dave's coming in May. What's that date again?
Thursday, May 25th. Valerie and Dave are here just for the one night.
Okay.
Thursday, May 25th. All right. Super.
Yeah, and again, back to the scholarships, there's the well, maybe did we pass the deadline, the Watanabe scholarships?
Well, it's actually, I think, March 31st for that, and I also use that when I'm talking to these high school counselors and make them aware of yet another scholarship to offer their families.
Yeah, so that's an opportunity for all of us too, you know, especially if you get into that, the young people and on, you know, entrepreneurship and scholarships. So that's a great scholarship. Super, yay!
I think you're the best promoter of that in our team.
Yeah, Gloria, I think you are.
thank you. Bill Cottle, you are next.
Who did you call?
You.
Okay, just as you said it, I get this unmuted, and I thought, it must mean me. Well, it was an exciting week. I spent Saturday traveling with Marlo down to Twin Falls for an event down there that Jay Tadlock put on that was well done, and it was good to be able to see some folks that I hadn't seen that were in NECAN for, you know, many years and just reconnect since we've been out of the country. And then got a chance to go and see a spectacular waterfall that's taller than Niagara Falls, so that was side benefit. Been working on finishing up my third installment of Energy Night Tonight will be on the atmosphere, negative ions, and so I've got as soon as this call's over, I'll be texting about a dozen people to remind them about tonight's events. And then I've been following up with the physical therapists in North Carolina that I met a couple of weeks ago, and finding out how they've enjoyed using the CM cream and the duct tape and answering their questions and sending them YouTube videos on Weintraub's study and on our NECAN insoles. Since they had questions about how does it work. And then Alice and I have registered for the April launch, and we'll do ours on April 22nd. I've been working with Terry. We're going to Zoom it, so I will also be inviting other members of our team that have moved out of the area, no longer in Boise, and give them the opportunity to participate in that event. So like Nancy and Gloria, I've got a long list of people that I have shared KVB with in the past and want to make sure that they know about the new everyday weight management program launch that we'll be doing here on April 22nd. And we're excited about that. So that should be a good event. What I like about the way they've designed those packs is that they basically have got one that's for 30 days, which is a person that's on a weight management program would want to take the all of the components that are in that 30-day pack, and then if there's a couple that wants to, you know, do a two for a family, they've got a 90-day pack. And, the phrase that's being used is use the meal replacement option and make it budget neutral. So when you look at, you know, doing two a day for weight management, that's what we've set up. Our pack number one is for one person, and pack number two is for two plus people, 90 days.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great, yes, and that's a really good way to promote it. And I also had a thought when you were talking about with your physical therapist. Did you see Dave Johnson sent out a video? He did a interview with a gal that I think she'd been in a car accident, and her shoulder's been like really hurting her for like about 11 years, and
he sent her a roll of duct tape.
A duct tape, and it quit hurting.
I have not seen that. I'll have to find that.
Yeah, he just sent it out just a few days. Not this last Saturday, but the Saturday before, I think they had showed it on the doctor. Well, she'd actually been on the Saturday call when Dr.
Adams. Oh, now I know who you're talking about. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes, that's a good resource. Thank you. Stump the Doc.
Stump the Doc. But then during the week, Dave sent out he just has a YouTube video just specifically with that gal sharing her testimony about, about the duct tape.
Okay. I need to get that. Thank you.
Yeah, that would be a good one for you. All right.
Hey, Bill. And Bill, I think you're one of the best follower uppers on our team.
All
so
right, great follower
up. You're awesome. Pam Barnes, you are next. You guys had a...
Yeah, tell us about
there you. There we go. Sorry. It's that mute thing again. Yes, we had a great event. It was very, very exciting. We had at the dinner, we did dinner with Dave for business leaders on Friday night. And so we had 16 people there, thrilled about that. And then we had 37 people. Let me think where. Yeah, 37 people that came into for Saturday. Some just came, had to come for a little bit and leave. But anyway, we were thrilled with that. Dave was too. What I want to thank is the out-of-town people. And I don't know, it hit me this morning in the shower. I thought, oh, my gosh, we had, and I count Frankfurt where Carla is out-of-town because that's travel distance. I had customers from Danville and from Shepherdsville, and I know y'all don't know where they are. But when I thought about that room in Knoxville, I mean, Patricia was from Knoxville, Mike was from Nashville. I mean, people from Indianapolis, we had as many out-of-towners as we did local people.
Wow. That's amazing, yeah.
And that's team and wanting to move forward and all of that, it was awesome. I thank all of y'all on the call that were there to help make it. And Dave was he was thrilled with the response. He doesn't really know. No one really knows what goes on in your area. We report like this, but nobody really knows. I don't even know what my downline's doing. That's the good thing and the bad thing. But I do know when it comes to sales, you know that. But anyway, it was fabulous. So, yeah, great. Good turn on. Good reason to follow up. So do a launch.
Do a launch. And Pam, it shows that, that there really is a need in your extended area for a bigger NECAN event like that. I mean, there's people that, they want to plug in. They want to, definitely. There's definitely a need there. So good for you for taking that leadership and setting that up. You are awesome, you and Ron,
Pam did an awesome job. It was a great event, and we had such great feedback. We know it could be even bigger and better.
Yes, and it's not just me. We took the initiative to say, hey, we're going to do it. We were blessed. Dave called us and said, hey, do you want to do it? We said, absolutely. But it took the team. I mean, you all know we've had challenges with our dog. We're standing here right now with him. And, I mean, it took the team more so than ever. And even, Patricia, helped, Louise helped, everybody came in and helped to set up and take down, which is great.
That made it so much better. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, working together as a team. And now you've started this energy, so like the next quarterly event you do, if everybody that comes and they bring one person even, it would double. And so at each quarter, you guys could double that. That would just be so exciting. But, it really shows that the need is there. But it takes a leader like you guys to step up and, actually set it up. And it takes a team to really make it happen. So Yeah. Wow.
The team is awesome.
Yeah, we're just sorry we didn't. I didn't have time to really take pictures. The one I did was blurry because I was running here and there. But the room looked great. I mean, we were just thrilled with all of it. So, the rest will come for everybody.
Yeah, and we're already hearing great reports. Patricia called us right away. You know, it really inspired her. And, oh, she's going to be next. And Carla, I mean, it kind of gave her some extra. Well, she's on today so she can share. So, okay, yeah. I won't steal anybody's thunder here.
Uh-huh.
So, yay, you guys. Awesome, awesome stuff.
Grant, congratulations. What would you like to add?
Did you call me, Patricia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I hit a wrong button and Vivian disappeared for a moment. Good morning, everybody.
It was flipped out, I think.
It was great to see everybody, and my husband came with me, Jack, and that was for me a big win that he could come and meet Dave and talk to him and be a part of it and get caught up to see what's going on. He's running our main business and our landscape business. So I really was thrilled with that. I really enjoyed the dinner Friday night because Dave is such a storyteller and he weaves the business in so seamlessly that he's constantly rowing both oars in his presentations about our business, and that entrepreneur, like Gloria was talking about, these people driving 2 hours to go to Atlanta to work. My goodness, I don't even like going to Atlanta to visit. It's so big and hairy. People are looking. People are really looking at the health trends. Everything's in the news. Pam read all these articles in her presentation of all these things going on, and it's still so current what we're doing, and there's still such a great need. So it's just always confirming to get physically around other Nikan people and go, oh, they're doing that, and I do that, and oh, good, I'm still doing it right. So, good to be together. I had wanted to bring some guests and get some people there, and I met a wonderful lady on the way up at the Kentucky Artisan Center. Just started talking to her, and her husband has lupus. So we stopped back by on our way back. She had already gotten off work, but she left me a message, oh, please call me. I'm off on Monday. So I'll be following up with her. So that's good because I'm going to be visiting a friend near there, not Nikan. So, but one little quick thing. I watched a triathlon last night and this winner, she said, I don't think about what's behind me. I don't think about what's ahead of me. I think about what I need to be doing right now and how I can improve my technique. And for me, that's just how can I improve talking to people? And one of the conversations that came up this weekend was just be genuinely interested in people, and what we need to unfold will unfold. So I'm done with that.
Yeah, those are both huge. I mean, those are both huge tips. I mean, don't think about what's behind us. Don't think really, I mean, it's a future, have goals, but don't be living in the future, because right now is right now is where we have the power and can take the action. So I love that. And I love what you shared about Dave, you know, just be good at getting into conversations with people and build those relationships, but just let it flow both parts. I mean, the parts about the products and the parts about, you know, the business and the benefit, you know, it's always the benefits. It's when we're sharing, not having to commute or having a flexible schedule so you can be with your family to go to their sports, you know, if you have kids in sports or whatever it is, you know, the benefits, just be weaving them in there. So I love that. Thank you, Patricia. Those are great insights.
Awesome, awesome. Carla Crick, you are next.
Good morning. Glad to be a part of the call. Always a miss. When I miss it, it is really something to miss, and I'm glad when I can be on. we did have a great weekend, and Dave inspired us once again to stick with what we have come to love and appreciate about Beacon, that it's not something we ever retire from. We just keep sharing. It's always going to be something that we share, and I agree with Patricia. His stories just remind us of how simple it is, but how he also reminds us of how important it is to be consistent and just keep doing it and do it with great excitement. His story, I've known him all, you know, I guess I've been with this 17, 18 years, and his story doesn't change. Some of the ways he does it, some of the technology he's learned to use, and all of that has evolved, but his story is still the simple story it always was, and it still works, and it still keeps him very excited. So it was a good event, and we were glad to be part of it. It helps to have these kinds of times that we can attend and be a part of that inspire us and help us to recommit to the thing, help us to remember why it's important and why we need to keep doing it. And good tip for you, Patricia, to have met this lady on your journey and have even already followed up and be still following up. And so kudos to you for that. And just to let you know, I have a history with lupus, and if that can be of use to you, I'm glad to be available. Anyway, thanks, Jack, for facilitating this call and getting us together and being there for all of us.
And well, thank you for being there, too. You guys are the ones that are making a big difference.
Well, I've got two things I'd like to add in here. One is, like, Carla, one of the things I really, 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 really love about Beacon is it's almost more of a lifestyle than a job. It's not a job you have to commute to, and it's not a job that you're going to have to retire from. You know, it's a lifestyle. Of sharing with people, of using the product, sharing with people, helping them see that there's another way, maybe a better way. I mean, I think it's a better way. I think it's a lot better way. Healthy and healthy longevity, and to be able to earn an income with flexible hours. And then the other thing, what you said about lupus, Dave Johnson, I'll send it out to you guys again, but he had sent out, I think it was back in November, he sent out a really long, a whole bunch of information about the CM, the joint, the studies. Well, that's our product, but let's see. It's the studies are on acetylmeristoliate, which is the primary ingredient in both the joint and the CM cream. But acetylmeristoliate, there's lots of studies done on it, and he sent out a whole bunch of data. But one of the things that it's good for is these autoimmune things like lupus. And so I'll email that to all of you guys again, because I just had asked Dave for it. Because we sent it to one of our new
customers.
Yeah, one of our new customers. So I'm going to steal Maristoliate article. Okay, I put that down. All right.
Yay, Carla, thank you. Carol Patterson, what would you like to share?
Well, you know, this has been a really exciting call for me, just to even hear all the excitement on the call, Jack. And I've just been following up with people and, you know, giving information to the financial advisor, who she was very interested in the nutritional. So I'm following up with people for that today. And working with my downline, because I have a girl going executive, and it's been busy, but it's been wonderful. But this call has just been so uplifting, and thank you, everybody, for that.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah, it's that tax time again. And again, you know, that's another benefit of our business, is to have more tax deductions. And I'm remembering, you know, every once in a while, people recruit their tax people. So that's cool. And, and your new gal going executive in our plans for our second quarter, let's make that a big focus, is, you know, helping people to go executive and then to go silver. And, you know, that's one of our big focuses, because then our daily and weekly activities will flow from that. What we need to do to have a new executive, like once a week or once a month or whatever our particular goal is going to be, and to have a new silver, like once a quarter or
or two new silvers once a quarter, and then our activities can flow from that.
Okay. Michelle, I see you're back. What would you like to share? Michelle Carr?
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. Would you like to share anything that you're excited about with your new Kim business?
Well, this is the first time I've ever been on the call, and when you sent out the email, I was like, oh, I said 8 o'clock on Monday. I can actually be on a call. So I'm looking forward to continuing these calls. I am working on putting together a one night, at least one night, maybe we'll do it monthly, event with other health and wellness people in our area. Carrie and I are part of a networking group. I think I mentioned that in a previous call. And that has opened the opportunity for us to meet so many people. And just my heart just started saying, you know, God was saying, listen, you need to reach out to these other health and wellness people because you have a ton of products, a lot more opportunity to touch people than these other groups. They may have just this piece or that piece or that piece, but you've got all of these things. So I'm working to get together at least one. It's going to be the first part of May. And y'all just really inspired me to make that happen.
All right.
Someone on Saturday night, another health person, she's with a different company, and I said, this is my vision. And she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm in. I'm so in. So y'all's call just helped spur me just that little nudge, the final nudge that I needed. So I've got to get it together. But thank y'all very much for allowing me to be on the call.
Yay, Michelle. Well, congratulations on being the on this call. Everybody say yay, Michelle. Welcome.
Woohoo, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out to Cindy Weiscarver. She did YouTube Live of the event there, Pam. And so I was sitting here in my living room watching Dave and many of you give your presentations. It was fabulous.
Yay, Cindy.
Wow, what a great idea to put and leveraging, putting technology to work. I mean, that is
Thank you, Nancy. I want to thank Nancy because I went out to the Platinum Alliance and said, did anybody watch it? How did it come across? But Cindy Weiscarver does have it all archived in her videos on her Facebook. So thank you, Cindy. Be a friend of Cindy Wickliffe Weiscarver, Wickliffe Weiscarver, and then you can access all the videos. And she was in the front row. It came out good. The sound was good. She had a little concern about the PowerPoint, but you all got the gist of it and use them. That's why we did that. So use it. Thank you, Nancy.
It was great, and the stage backdrop and all was fabulous.